Good morning. Todd Zwillick with you here along with Femi OK. John and Celeste will be back on Monday. Well, pending some good weather down in Florida, today will mark the start of the second-to-last mission ever for the NASA Space Shuttle program. That's when Shuttle Endeavour takes off later on this morning. Big crowds are expected at Kennedy Space Center in Florida because this is not an ordinary launch. The 14-day mission, as I said, is the second-to-last launch ever, and the program is ending in June. But to top it all off, astronaut Mark Kelly is the commander of the mission. Now, you remember Mark Kelly. He's husband to Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, Democrat from Arizona, and he's been on leave to take care of her since the shooting back in February in Tucson. After taking care of his wife, Kelly decided to rejoin the shuttle mission. Here's what he said back in February.
I started to think about the mission, my crew, the fact that I've been training for it for nearly a year and a half, and considering a bunch of other factors, including how what Gabrielle would want me to do, you know, I ultimately made the decision that I would like to return and command STS-134.
Now, Gabrielle Giffords is going to be in Orlando today to watch her husband launch into space. We've got with us possibly, though, the single best person to analyze the day. This is Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's a close friend of Gabby Giffords. She's a congresswoman from Florida, home of the NASA launch team, which is probably about to lose some jobs as the shuttle program is retired. And she's also the incoming chair of the Democratic National Committee, perhaps the person most uniquely qualified to give us some insight into the political future of her friend, Congresswoman Giffords. Ms. Wasserman Schultz, thank you for joining us from Orlando this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be here.
It's very good to have you. Now, you were at Gabby Giffords' side when she made her first sign of recognition after being shot at a constituency event in January. How is the Congresswoman doing now, and how is she preparing for the mission today?
Well, she's doing incredibly well. She's making progress, and remarkable progress. We're all so thrilled. She's improved her mobility. She continues to improve her speech, and by being responsive in more complex sentences, and she's just working hard in her recovery, and it's really incredible, and we're all very proud of her.
Now, I know that
by the way, I'm actually near KSC, not in Orlando.
Oh, you are. Okay, you're Kennedy Space Center. You're over by Cape Canaveral.
Right.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for giving us your accurate location. We appreciate it. Well,
you've, no problem.
Congresswoman, you've also spent some time around astronaut Mark Kelly, Gabrielle Giffords' husband. It's his job to go into space. He asked for the mission on STS-134. We just heard him say that. How does he feel about the separation, though, at this recovery time for his wife?
Well, Mark is totally comfortable with Gabby's progress and how she's doing. As so many people saw a few days ago, she really has made so much progress to the point where she was able to pretty much get up the stairs to the airplane on her own. So, he is going on this mission with a focus that he needs to, and the confidence that Gabby is doing just fine, and we'll see him in 2 weeks when he comes back. And her friends are going to be coming to see her while he's up in space. I'm going to see her next Friday in Houston. We're going to keep her company while he's up there.
And the whole nation's going to be wishing him Godspeed, I'm sure of it. Well, all right, Congresswoman, let's get down to a little bit of business here. You
sure.
are a congresswoman from Florida. This is the last – upcoming in June is the last human space flight scheduled for 4 or 5 years or possibly longer. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. And also before Congress starts slashing budgets at NASA, for the rest of the country, this is about prestige, the shuttle program. But for you in Florida, this is about jobs. You can't be happy that the launch team's about to lose some jobs here.
Well, this is a big deal. I mean, obviously for our state, the space program is hugely important as an economic driver. But for the country in terms of it being a source of pride, and I think we need to remember that it was President Bush that canceled the space shuttle program. That was a decision made quite a long time ago now,
but it was President Obama who took a bite out of Constellation, right? Which is supposed to be the next manned project that's been further delayed.
Well, what President Obama did was cancel the Constellation program because the commission reports that had been reviewing its progress had said it was very, you know, significantly underfunded and woefully far behind, and that if we were going to really be able to focus on human spaceflight in the future, that we needed to make sure that we were focusing on a commitment that was significant enough to make it happen. And so President Obama made a decision to reorder our priorities in terms of how and where we go with human spaceflight, and now is concentrating on a mission to Mars and to putting astronauts on an asteroid, and also focusing on commercial aspects, developing commercial space flight as well.
And there are definitely some jobs on the bubble in Florida. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you are incoming chair of the Democratic National Committee. You are friend to Gabrielle Giffords. You can answer this question. Gabrielle Giffords for Senate, everybody's already talking about it. You know that. You're in a position to fundraise for her and to know her future. Is it on?
Gabby Giffords is 100% dedicated to her recovery. That's the only thing she's thinking about right now. You know, we're working hard as her friends in Congress to make sure that she's well-positioned to be able to run for re-election. Myself and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Representative Adam Smith hosted a fundraiser for her re-election campaign to the House the House district that she represents in Arizona, in Washington, that was very successful, and I'm confident that when she comes back to Congress, she's going to turn to those decisions. And right now, she's focused on what she should be, which is coming back to her husband and the 8th District of Arizona.
And going to get that pizza that you said you would get with her when she got better.
Exactly.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Florida, incoming chairman of the Democratic National Committee, friend to Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and to astronaut Mark Kelly, who goes into space aboard STS-134, the shuttle Endeavour, in the second-to-last shuttle launch ever, scheduled for later today. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.